Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries, and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is The Secrets She Keeps by Michael Robotham. Published by Hachette in 2017, today it's all about perfect lives, stalking, and pregnancies. Megan is pregnant with her third baby. From the outside, she has it all. She has the house in the right suburb in London, the good looks, the perfect friends, the TV presenter husband, two lovely children, and a successful mummy blog. But not everything is rosy as it appears. Agatha works stacking shelves in a supermarket. She has a few friends and is also pregnant. But unlike Megan, she waits night after night for the estranged father of her child to contact her. Agatha likes to watch Megan and her family. She has a special place in the trees in their backyards where she can watch them through the windows. She knows she and Meg would be best friends given the right opportunities. And like Meg, Agatha has her own secrets, and a thick web of lies surrounds her life. When Megan's little boy gets lost in the supermarket and Agatha comes to the rescue, they learn they are expecting in the same month. Megan invites Agatha to join her pregnancy yoga class, and the two strike up an unlikely friendship. But as their due dates come closer, both Megan and Agatha take drastic steps to keep their secrets private. Now, this story is told from the two perspectives of Megan and Agatha. Megan at first seems to be the perfect woman with the perfect life, but as with all of us, we see that below the surface, Megan has lots of problems and some serious dilemmas. The alternating chapters between Megan and Agatha makes the pace fly by. Now, this book is really emotive and tense and is a great psychological thriller. Robotham is a master of suspense. He is actually one of my favourite authors. I also recommend his Joseph O'Loughlin series and The Wonderful Life or Death. And while at first I was a little dubious of the subject matter, a man writing about pregnancy from two female perspectives, and while this is not my usual cup of tea, it was a really gripping read, which I devoured in a single day. My favourite character was Agatha. While she's the one we initially distrust, Robotham shows Agatha's full story. She's lived a life of disappointment, tragedy, and rejection. And in the end, I empathised with her as much as Megan, despite what she does. And all of this made it all the more heartbreaking when Agatha makes some really stupid choices and some terrible mistakes. But it's not just Agatha. All the characters are fully fleshed out, and we see that no one is completely without blame. We see the good and the bad side of all the key characters, including the fathers of the children. And we, the readers, have to sit back and watch the train wreck and the impact of the lies and the secrets of the parents on the innocent lives of their babies. So if you like page-turners, flawed but familiar characters, pregnancies and nail-biting action, I heartily recommend The Secret She Keeps by Michael Robotham. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.